This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Bozeman Mobile Home Park residents have launched Montana's first rent strike in more than 50 years. Mobile home residents of two communities in Bozeman are withholding rent in protest of an 11% increase that pushed monthly costs to $947 for King Arthur Mobile Home Park residents and $967 for Mountain Meadows Mobile Home Park residents. It's a 70% increase in just the last 5 years. A rent strike is a collective action in which tenants withhold rent payments to pressure landlords into negotiating terms. The King Arthur and Mountain Meadows chapters of Bozeman Tenants United gave the landowner, Oakland Companies, until last Thursday evening to respond. Mobile home residents in both parks later voted for a rent strike, withholding paying their rent, which began May 1st. Tenants will collectively withhold more than $52,000 in monthly rent. The Bozeman Mobile Home Park's landlord has promised eviction proceedings because of the tenants' rent strike. The landlord notified residents of $97 monthly rent hikes in late March. Oakland spokesperson Landy Leap said that the company does not plan to meet with tenants or to negotiate, and that tenants will receive a non-payment notice. If they don't pay, Leap said, the owners will start eviction proceedings. Leap said, "We've always had an open door with individual tenants. We don't have a lease agreement with the union." Leap wouldn't comment on why the landlord is raising rents, particularly since it is set to sell the land to a new landlord on May 11th. King Arthur Mobile Home Park and Mountain Meadows Mobile Home Park together house roughly 30% of Bozeman's mobile home residents. Benjamin Finnegan, director of Bozeman Tenants United, said both communities house some of the last even semi-affordable units in the entire Gallatin County. Finnegan is a founding member of the Citywide Tenants Union. He said, "Nobody wants to withhold rent and put themselves at enormous risk, but folks are backed into a corner." This is the first rent strike in Montana in nearly 50 years. The group said that the last known previous strike was also waged by Trailer Park residents in Bozeman. The Environmental Protection Agency will begin replacing more East Helena yards this summer for lead cleanup. For more than a century, the former Asarco lead smelter in East Helena left behind contamination, spreading lead and arsenic into neighborhoods and posing long-term health risks, especially to children. Since the 1980s, cleanup efforts under the Superfund program have mitigated hundreds of properties, but now new standards are expanding that work even further. The Environmental Protection Agency, in collaboration with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, has recently lowered the acceptable residential soil lead level from 500 to 400 parts per million. That change means hundreds of East Helena properties might need to be cleaned up again, even if they had previously been mitigated. There will be no charge to impacted property owners. There's money from the polluting company dedicated to the cleanup of toxic substances and heavy metals, $10 million from the Asarco bankruptcy settlement, and an additional $40 million in federal funding. Through a new agreement, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA will oversee contractors as they begin removing contaminated soil this summer. Crews plan to start in June and continue through October, weather permitting. The contaminated soil removed will end up on the East Helena slag pile, which will eventually be capped. Yard cleanup in the existing boundary should be complete by 2031. Lastly, happy Star Wars Day, everyone. May the 4th be with you. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.